The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
It's Workout Wednesday, brought to you by iShaker and Sun Warrior, two great companies coming together to help you stay healthy. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Workout Wednesday, brought to you by two great companies, Sun Warrior and Ice Shaker. We are thrilled to announce that Ice Shaker launched their latest product today. I just ordered you one, Junior. It's the Dual Cool.
No way.
I did. The Dual Cool lunch bag and cooler.
Oh my gosh. I saw the video for it the other day on my buddy Josh's Instagram page. He works for Ice Shaker, and it looks so cool. It's got so many compartments. So like if you do meal prep, you can fit everything in there. Plus you can fit like your supplements, everything. Like it fits everything all in one. And it's a cool design. It's a cool color. And I think Chris even said last time he was on, you can customize those too. I mean, they look really awesome. So I'm excited about it.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
No, I really am. Because when I do my gigs, I always got to take food with me. And I always take my kids' lunchbox. And, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
No, it's really, really nice. And even the bottom compartment fits three food containers or 12-ounce cans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got two separate insulated compartments. It's waterproof and leakproof. And it's just amazing. I'm going to throw inside there two of the Sun Warrior's newest products too, the Sun Warrior Protein Warrior Blend and the Pumpkin Spice. They're a limited time flavor. And then the collagen building protein peptides, which I have in my coffee right now. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. And what great partners they are. I couldn't have asked for better partners than these guys for our Workout Wednesdays. You know, Junior, fitness and nutrition have always been just constants in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, eating the right foods and consistent exercise program, I believe, are the key to living a healthy and fulfilling life, which is one of the reasons I started One Life Radio, right? To educate our listeners and let them know how they can live their best life inside and out. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more important to me. And our guest today knows a lot about living a healthy life than most. I couldn't be more thrilled to have Dr. Thomas E. Levy back on the show for the full hour today, you guys. You're in for a treat. This man is a walking encyclopedia, a scientist, and amazing. Let me introduce him. Dr. Levy is a board-certified cardiologist and bar-certified attorney. After practicing adult cardiology for 15 years, he began to research the enormous toxicity associated with much dental work, as well as the pronounced ability of properly administered vitamin C to neutralize this toxicity. He has now written 13 books, including Hidden Epidemic, and his most recent book, Rapid Virus Recovery, addresses several of the wide-ranging properties of vitamin C in neutralizing all toxins and resolving most infections, as well as its vital role in the effective treatment of heart disease and cancer. Recently inducted into the Orthomolecular Medicine Hall of Fame, Dr. Levy continues to research the impact of the orthomolecular application of vitamin C and antioxidants in general on chronic degenerative diseases. His website is peakenergy.com, and it is an honor to have you back. Welcome, Dr. Levy.
Hi, Bernadette. Glad to be back.
Yeah, no, I can't get enough of this topic. I really can't. And so our topic today, though, to focus a little bit on it, vitamin C, because there's so much to know about it, is stopping heart disease with vitamin C. So, Dr. Levy, how does vitamin C work in our body?
Well, the first thing it's important to realize is that the whole body runs on electron flow and electron depletion, which is oxidation, electron depletion, and electron flow. And when you give electrons back, that's reduction. So redox medicine, reduction, oxidation. Now, with that in mind, vitamin C is the most important antioxidant in your body, which donates electrons. And this is significant because when a biomolecule, that's protein, sugar, fat, enzyme, you name it, gets oxidized, usually by a toxin, it loses the electron and then it no longer functions. And the more of these biomolecules you get that don't function, the more you'll have a given type of disease depending on the distribution of the biomolecules. When on the other hand, you're taking in a high amount of quality antioxidants like vitamin C and others, and you're able to reduce or donate electrons back to those previously oxidized biomolecules, more rapidly than new toxins coming into the body cause new oxidation. You start to get healing of the tissue, reduction of symptoms, and basically everything else in the body works better. So in every sense of the word, vitamin C shouldn't be called so much vitamin C, because vitamins are generally present in tiny amounts or only required in tiny amounts, whereas vitamin C is required in large amounts. It should really be called nutrient C.
Wow. Do other species require vitamin C to be healthy? I was just curious as I was preparing for the show. I was, you know, thinking, I wonder if it would help my, I have several dogs, but one of them's really old, and another one has, you know, dental disease. And I was thinking, I wonder if vitamin C would help them.
Sure. Absolutely. All animals, with the exception of primates, fruit bats, guinea pigs, and us human beings, make their own vitamin C in the liver.
They use
glucose and have a four enzyme sequence. And then after the fourth enzyme does its thing on the glucose molecule, it turns into vitamin C that's released in the bloodstream. And dogs make vitamin C, but probably due to the domestication over the years, they make a little bit less than they need. So that's why young dogs are really healthy and older dogs start to get the same diseases that human beings get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, since you asked that question, we do now have an agent, this is kind of crazy, that as a supplement form can actually, in many people, hard to say how many, but so far it appears to be a vast majority that take this, are able to overcome the epigenetic defect in their liver and start making their own vitamin C and secreting it into the blood. It's called Formula 216, and that's the website, formula216.com.
Oh, wow.
No matter what else you do, and there's a lot of good things you can do, I think this is a beneficial type of supplement for everybody because everybody's going to benefit from more vitamin C, especially when it's released directly into their blood.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love this topic. It always surprises me, but that more people aren't talking about it. This should be like a front page news, you know, seriously. And that's the one good thing that came out. We talked about this the last time you were on. That's one of the good things that came out of, you know, the COVID-19 tragedy that we found ourselves in as a world, you know, that it brought vitamin C to the forefront, right? And so many people are now looking at it as a serious remedy for a lot of diseases, right?
Exactly. No doubt about it. One of the things that served vitamin C poorly is exactly being called a vitamin. So everybody knows vitamins are good for you. So when you say, well, you need to take your vitamin C, say, sure, I know. Eat a few oranges. Vitamin C is good for you. I agree. And they really think that's all they need to know about vitamin C, and that's the only way in which it's important. So, yes, we'll talk about unintended consequences. The pandemic has resulted in a lot of doctors, a lot of hospitals, not enough, but a lot of them starting to utilize vitamin C. Of course, the main downside of vitamin C there is it will, when it finally gets completely and totally embraced, displace a huge number of pharmaceutical medications. And considering how completely money-centered the healthcare industry is, no telling exactly what sort of consequences that will result in as that becomes more and more of a realization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sad that it's not talked about more, because it is it's amazing. It's just an amazing nutrient. It is. So do we get enough vitamin C in our average daily diet, Dr. Levy? And I was looking at the recommended daily allowance for adults, and it's only 65 to 90 milligrams. That's nothing.
That's correct. That's nothing. I can't tell you why the quote-unquote medical and public health authorities could come up with a figure like that, especially considering the more than 50,000 research articles in the literature on vitamin C, probably more like 60 or 70,000. It's one of the most researched substances on the planet, but still one of the ones you hear the least about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why. Actually, they figured out, and I'm not exactly sure how they figured out, that that tiny dose of vitamin C was all that was needed to prevent you from having a deficiency syndrome known as scurvy, the vitamin C deficiency syndrome. And, of course, that caused it to be called a vitamin. A tiny dose keeps you from having a deficiency disease, and it doesn't even address the fact that you need truly a couple thousand-fold more of that dosage on a daily basis for optimal health. So in an average daily diet, no, we don't get remotely enough. I mentioned the synthesis of vitamin C in the liver. Well, even though most people don't do it because of the genetic defect, that doesn't mean the body wasn't designed to work on much higher levels. It was designed to work on multi-gram doses being secreted into blood on a regular basis. And this is one of the major reasons why wild animals live well and healthy until they reach the end of their life cycle, and then something fairly quick happens and they die. Whereas human beings, the routine is to really, once you're 40, 45 years old, to just start steadily developing more diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, and then being on a dozen different prescription medications. And we consider good health, unfortunately, to be when we have diseases with symptoms that are readily relieved by our prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. That's not anything remotely resembling health.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It really is. So many questions I want to ask you. One of them is about high blood pressure, which I have experienced myself. But guess what? Now that I've increased my dosage of vitamin C, my blood pressure, that and my water intake, but mostly my vitamin C, my high blood pressure's gone. Like, it's gone.
Well, the thing is I mentioned earlier about toxins. Toxins are pro-oxidant. They oxidize. All chronic degenerative diseases, including high blood pressure, are the response of one part of the body, in this case, the vascular system, mm-hmm. to too much toxicity or too much oxidation. And when you can get enough vitamin C on board, it can counteract that. I might add, though, however, that it's never normal, of course, to have a chronic degenerative disease like high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And although it's far beyond what we have a chance to talk about today, you always need to evaluate the mouth, because the mouth is the primary source of new toxins and new oxidants coming into the body on a daily basis. Infected gums, infected teeth, infected tonsils, infected sinuses. And nearly everybody has that. I mean, the number of normal mouths that you can find in anybody 55 years of age and older is just almost non-existent.
Wow.
But by the same token, you'll never find, just for example, a heart patient or a cancer patient with a normal mouth. It just doesn't exist. These things secrete and release toxins and pathogens directly into the bloodstream and into the lymphatic drainage. This is why heart attacks, we have the data, as crazy as it might sound, that shows that all atherosclerotic, all plaque-blocking conditions that cause a heart attack, all of them are because of a seeding of the coronary artery with pathogens and toxins coming from the mouth, coming from these infections. We see that because we biopsied these plaques mm-hmm. at coronary angiograms in at least one study. 38 out of 38 had an incredible concentration of oral pathogens inside the plaque. So you really just don't get a heart attack if you have a normal mouth.
Wow. And how do you get a normal mouth? How do you achieve a normal mouth at any age, Dr. Levy? What's at the root of it? No pun intended.
Well, you know, we do a lot of stuff, of course, that is not good for our health. The types of foods that we eat can cause a lot of the problems. But also, just like older people develop osteoporosis, older people, your teeth will mechanically break down. And if they split or break or you get exposure to the pulp, you can start getting asymptomatic, pain-free abscesses in these teeth. And those are deadly when you have them. Mm-hmm. And the only way that I know of is from an early age on. I think from the time you first get a physical examination, whatever age, maybe not as a baby or a child, but certainly as an adolescent on, you should get a 3D cone beam examination of your mouth. This completely and totally detects all infected teeth very reliably. And when you're free of infected teeth, well, then that's great. And let's say 10 years down the road, you develop diabetes or high blood pressure, then you repeat the test, and there's an excellent chance now that there's an infected tooth mm-hmm. that's bringing your health down because of the oxidative stress and the pathogens and the toxins that it's releasing throughout the body. So this is all covered in my book, Hidden Epidemic, and that's available as a free download as well.
I have two copies, and I've got every one of your books. They're just amazing. You're an amazing man. You really are. I wish you could live forever. So much work to do, right? Oh, my gosh. But we're going to go to break real quick. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up with Dr. Thomas E. Levy, where we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
We have an exciting announcement to make. Jared Ramirez, our on-air microbiome expert, and his team at Enviromedica took home the 2021 Nexti Award for Best New Product Supporting a Healthy Microbiome. The Nexti Awards recognize the most progressive, innovative, inspiring, and trustworthy products in the natural products industry. We've always known about their TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. It provides broad-spectrum gut health support while strengthening the body's adaptive response to immune challenges. It is a completely elevated gut immune system support product, a perfect welcome addition to your supplement routine. Visit Enviromedica.com to learn more and order your TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. Congratulations, Enviromedica.
10 years of positivity on your radio. This is One Life Radio.
Little Jackson Brown. Thank you, Junior in the mix. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. We are live with Thomas E. Levy. We're talking about stopping heart disease with vitamin C and a lot of other things. And I have to tell you, Dr. Levy, I was reading the foreword. I didn't read it before today of your most recent book, The Rapid Virus Recovery, No Need to Live in Fear. And I'm going to brag about you, if you'll allow me to, just for a minute or two. And in the foreword, but you are just an amazing doctor and scientist. I wish all doctors were like you, but let me read the foreword, a little bit of it anyway, that your friend Richard Chang, who's a medical doctor, a PhD, and a fellow and diplomat of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. And I'll just read this. He says, I love Dr. Levy's writing style. There are many health books on the market. Dr. Levy's books stand out from the others on one basic and critical factor. His books are giant scientific reviews. They are fully science-based, and the conclusions that he arrives in these books are hard to refute. His writing style, which reflects both his medical and legal training, is factual, logical, and compelling. He presents scientific research and conclusions like a masterful lawyer defends his case, with facts and conclusions clearly laid out. This latest book is no exception. Truly, there is an easy and expensive way, way for us to return to normal living. Employ the truths and protocols in this book. The path to freedom is in your hands. Take it, share it, and return to a life without fear. I had to read that. I just had to read that. And thank you so much for being...
Dr. Chang put down what I told her to write verbatim.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have done tremendous work to heal so many people, and I love that we have you for the full hour today. So let's continue this broadcast and study, if you will, on natural it is natural health. It's all health should be natural, right? All medicine, should be from a source that's what am I trying to say here? I'm not anti-pharmaceutical completely, but I do believe
it's the principles of orthomolecular medicine.
Yes.
Orthomolecular medicine, which was a phrase coined by Dr. Linus Pauling. Ortho means right or correct. And basically, orthomolecular medicine is the concept that whatever disease or problem you have, there's a deficiency of one or more natural substances. And mm-hmm. the proper treatment of that is restoring the levels of those natural substances. I mean, everybody... can develop deficiencies of vitamin D or deficiencies of vitamin C or magnesium. But, you know, nobody develops a deficiency of a blood pressure medication or a chemotherapy or an antibiotic. And that's the basic concept, is the body is designed very elegantly, very wonderfully to heal itself if you just give it the ingredients that it needs. If you just correct deficiencies, and of course, there's a myriad of things that will cause the deficiencies, different stresses, toxins, et cetera, conditions, infections. But if you can restore to normal what should be in the tissue, in the cell, you'll bring a cell back to normal, and you'll bring a disease either under control or you'll resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
And regular medicine really and truly makes no effort at all, except maybe in the case of an infection, to cure a disease. All mm-hmm. they do is they try to quell symptoms. And if they make a sore joint or an arthritic joint feel better, if they make a headache go away, if they make diarrhea settle down, they feel like they've they've accomplished treatment of a symptom, but they haven't done anything at all for the underlying disease. And in fact, in many ways, they make it worse, because by covering up a symptom, the person will never realize exactly what they're doing or what they need to do mm-hmm. in their lifestyle, in their diet, in their supplements to resolve the reason that that symptom arose. And so, in other words, then the condition can just proceed and get worse and over time, because they no longer have the discomfort and they no longer have any reason, presumably, to right. try to stop what's going wrong with their body.
Mm-hmm. And then one thing leads to another, right? If you don't get to the core issue. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love about your books. They are so scientific and they make sense. And, you know, when I was telling a friend of mine, I said, oh, God, I'm so excited. Dr. Levy's going to be on the show again. We're going to be talking about vitamin C. And she is a homeopath. I don't know if she's degreed or not, but she has studied homeopathy for years and years and years. And she said, oh, yeah, vitamin C, you know, it cleanses the cell. She said that, you know, it cleanses a cell. What do you say about that comment, Dr. Levy, that it cleanses a cell? Is that true?
Yes, you can say that. The thing is what cleanses the cell is anything that eliminates toxins. That's what you're talking about. You're talking
right.
about something that supports cellular detoxification. Now, the antioxidant inside your cell that's primarily responsible for that is glutathione, which is highly concentrated inside the cells,
mm-hmm.
and you have a number of different glutathione-related enzymes that process and express toxins out of cells so that they can then circulate in the blood and be eventually excreted. Now, in order to keep your glutathione levels normal and functioning well, you need lots of vitamin C coming in to mm-hmm. keep the glutathione in its own reduced rather than oxidized state. So it's a long-winded answer, but the basic answer is yes.
Yes.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work directly. Doesn't directly pull a toxin out, but it supports the enzymatic machinery that's needed to detox the body, yes.
When you said enzymatic, you made me think of magnesium, which is another critical, and you've written a book about that too. You've got such incredible knowledge. I mean, I could talk to you like for weeks. I could and never get tired of it. But I'm fascinated by all of it. I really am, and I just want to help people. That's the whole purpose of the show, is to help people get to the root of any illness that they have and live disease-free. I mean, it's the only way to live, and there's so many factors like magnesium, glutathione you brought up. Okay, so glutathione. I recently just bought a glutathione a supplement by Livon, the company that we talked about before, because I take their vitamin C. And so should you supplement with glutathione? Is that because your body produces it naturally, right?
Yeah, well, the glutathione is especially useful in that liposomal form, because that liposomal form gets it directly into the cell. Other supplemental forms of glutathione, not the live-on liposome encapsulated, only give a little bit of support. By that, I mean glutathione is a 3-amino acid peptide fragment. And when you take it orally, it gets into the blood. It's immediately broken down into the 3 amino acids. And it's the amino acids that ultimately will get taken up into the cell and have to be resynthesized, use up energy to do the synthesis to get the glutathione levels up inside the cell. So regular glutathione supplements, one is like N-acetylcysteine, which is a good supplement, mm-hmm. And it supports glutathione synthesis. But the things that you really need are primarily magnesium and vitamin C, because all disease cells, all pathology in cells is increased intracellular, inside the cell, oxidative stress, which is always caused by increased calcium inside the cell.
Increased
until
what?
Until you get the calcium.
Calcium. Okay. Okay.
And until you get the calcium down, the disease and ultimately all the other cells that are involved are going to stay sick. And as long as a cell is sick, by that I mean increased oxidative stress, the glutathione enzymes are not going to work very well, because a lot of them are in the oxidized state because they're in an oxidized cytoplasmic environment.
Mm-hmm.
But large doses of magnesium directly push calcium levels down. And at the same time, you take large amounts of vitamin C together with it, then the magnesium and the vitamin C go up inside the cell. And this is then, along with something like the liposome encapsulated glutathione, which, like I said, directly supports the glutathione level inside the cell, those three factors can then reactivate and get the cell humming along at a high level of efficiency, kicking out the toxins and bringing the oxidative stress down to the normal levels.
Wow. So my mind is blown trying to keep up with you. But you said the 3 amino acids, and I'm thinking, okay, so how important is it to get a full panel of amino acids just in your diet, right?
There's a lot of good supplements, okay? And
yeah, I agree.
There's hundreds, if not thousands, of actual quality supplements, not ones you'd waste your money on. But obviously, you can't take hundreds to thousands of them a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you do. Everybody has to do their own research and decide what their needs are the most in selecting supplements. Because, you know, I could rattle off 100 supplements that are good for you, but you can't take all of them. You can't afford them. You fill up your stomach. You need to make sure always, though, foundationally, that you have magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin K2, because all four of those things act to bring calcium levels down, act to lower oxidative stress, and individually, each one of them taken by itself will reduce all-cause mortality. It'll reduce your chance of death from anything. Now, if something can reduce your chance of death from anything, it has to mean it's favorably impacting every cell in your body. Otherwise, mm-hmm. a disease that involved other cells that weren't involved wouldn't be impacted. But it makes every disease of less consequence in terms of making you sick and ultimately killing you. But once you have those basic four, there's so many other things that are good. A quality multivitamin, multimineral, by quality, I mean without significant calcium and without copper and without iron, mm-hmm. is a good one, a multivitamin, multimineral. You mentioned amino acids. Those are excellent supplements. And probably you would be more inclined to take that if you were, let's say, having a little trouble sustaining your nutrition due to appetite or a number of other mm-hmm. things. So those would help you build protein. But they're all good. They're all good. And you just have to decide for yourself after you take in the basic four what ones best fit your pocketbook, your stomach, and your particular health and disease, whatever it might be.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to go to another break, and more coming up. I promise you, everyone out there listening, we are gonna talk about stopping America's number one killer with Dr. Thomas E. Levy, proof that the origin of all coronary heart disease is a clearly reversible arterial scurvy. We'll be right back. More coming up with Dr. Thomas E. Levy. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
Hey everyone, I've got some fabulous news. Castor and Pollux, a brand that I've used for years, has joined us as our official pet sponsor of One Life Radio. Castor and Pollux is the maker of America's number one organic pet food. Their organics line of recipes is the only complete line of USDA organically certified pet food. And their pristine recipes are made with responsibly sourced ingredients such as wild-caught salmon and grass-fed beef. Castor and Pollux is the most comprehensive portfolio of purposeful pet food, setting the new standard in pet nutrition. Shop and order online at CastorPollux.com. That's CastorPollux.com. Or find it at Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, Sprouts, or Central Market.
A decade of educating and learning. You're listening to One Life Radio.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and Dr. Thomas E. Levy. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Dr. Levy is a board-certified cardiologist and a bar-certified attorney. He has now written 13 books, including Hidden Epidemic and most recently Rapid Virus Recovery, with several addressing the wide-ranging properties of vitamin C in neutralizing all toxins and resolving most infections, as well as its vital role in the effective treatment of heart disease and cancer. And that's what we're talking about today, stopping heart disease with vitamin C. And Dr. Levy's new book, Stop America's, well, I don't know if it's a new book. I don't know what year you wrote this, but it's new to me. Stopping America's number one killer, proof of the origin of all coronary heart disease is clearly reversible arterial scurvy. So, Dr. Levy, having said that, is this the same scurvy that we read about in history books?
Yes and no. It's focal scurvy. The scurvy we read about in general history books is when you have a human being who has basically had all vitamin C eliminated from the diet, and several months down the road, this is like the sailors who would go off to sea and there'd be no fresh fruit, no sources of vitamin C at all in their diet. And with the total depletion of vitamin C in the diet, you start to get tissue breakdown, bleeding, infections. That's generalized scurvy. What the book is referring to is what's called a focal scurvy. And if you think about it, if you just have an infection or a stress that's really just focused in one small area or a spot of the body, there's no reason that the rest of the body can't have a perfectly adequate to good level of vitamin C in it, while the area that's infected is rapidly metabolizing and using up the vitamin C, so that you effectively have a focus, a focal area of scurvy in there. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what happens in coronary artery disease. I think I mentioned earlier that really all coronary artery disease, and I do say all, that has to do with atherosclerotic plaques, comes from pathogens and toxins that are expressed into your blood and eventually make their way to the coronary arteries from infections in the mouth. And we actually have documentation of that. It's not just speculation. We know that the oral pathogens, Porphyromonas and other things that are characteristic of the gums, the periodontal tissues in the mouth, end up in the lining of the blood vessel of the coronary artery. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what we call a chronic pathogen colonization. It's not a flagrant infection that is replicating so fast that you develop pus and abscesses or anything like that. It's just a low-grade level of continued low-grade, slow growth of the pathogen. And as pathogens grow, they express toxins. And remember at the top of the hour, we said all toxins are pro-oxidant, looking to oxidize and take electrons away. Mm-hmm. And that's what vitamin C opposes by donating electrons. So when you have a large amount of toxins in an area, you rapidly use up all the vitamin C that's present.
Right.
And if you're continuing to bring in new toxins on a daily basis, the body and your diet and your supplements are never able to catch up with that and restore a normal level of vitamin C inside the blood vessel wall as long as you're continuing to have these pathogens and toxins come from the mouth. Now, what this does is this is what starts the process of atherosclerosis. Even cardiology today says inflammation starts all atherosclerosis, but they never seem to ask, why does somebody suddenly get an inflamed blood vessel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer is what I just said. It's the pathogens and toxins coming in, setting up shop, using up the vitamin C, and then what happens? Whenever you have inflammation, you have an immune system response.
Mm-hmm.
So once the area becomes inflamed, meaning very depleted in vitamin C, the immune system comes in to try to quell that inflammation. And the way it tries to quell it is it brings in macrophages, which have, believe it or not, extraordinarily high levels of vitamin C in it. So in many ways, the immune system works acutely to restore a proper vitamin C status to an area that's inflamed and vitamin C depleted. Now, what happens is, as long as the things keep going on inside the mouth and keep on seeding new pathogens in the blood vessel, this thing never corrects itself. The inflammatory process becomes chronic, and the wall of the artery deteriorates. It becomes weak. And in order to keep the blood vessel from rupturing, because vitamin C is needed to keep the blood vessel strong with collagen and connective tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the vitamin C is gone, it can't make that. So as a compensatory process, the only thing the body has left to do to keep a weak coronary artery from rupturing is to try to gradually increase the thickness of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what an atherosclerotic plaque is. It's just the body making, it's a bad substitute, but it beats rupture of the blood vessel. And so it makes the blood vessel thicker. And then finally, that thickness gets to the point where it blocks the blood vessel off completely. And you have the loss of blood flow to a part of the heart and a heart attack and loss of heart muscle. And that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, no, and you just answered a lot of my questions that I was going to ask you. And my phone is blowing up, by the way, during the break. I must say I had 10 people text me and ask questions. And one of them is this, and I'm curious myself what you're going to say, is calcium in the cells considered high cholesterol?
No, those are two different things. I mean,
right. Okay.
Yeah. Calcium is not cholesterol.
Now, right.
With regard to heart disease, when you start getting this vitamin C depletion, the inside of the blood vessel becomes loose and watery rather than jelly-like where the basement membrane is. And when it becomes loose and watery, calcium and cholesterol can start getting into the blood vessel as well. So the point being is calcium and cholesterol will help accelerate and build atherosclerosis, but they can never start atherosclerosis by itself until you have the vitamin C deficiency screwing up the blood vessel wall and allowing it to let these substances come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm curious about this. You, with all the knowledge that you have about the human body and how it works and the scientific research that you've done, what is your diet? What do you eat? And another question, is red wine good for your heart?
I think it's very safe to say a little bit of red wine is good for your heart. Certainly, alcohol in excess has its own toxicity, but at lower levels of intake, you're taking in a substantial number of good things, including resveratrol and some other polyphenols that are present in wine and grapes, and those are all good substances. So I don't think we have the definitive word on that, though, but I think you have plenty of examples of people who have a balanced diet and might have one or two glasses of wine from time to time with dinner. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the human being what it is, that can evolve in some people to more and more and more until you've gone past the limits. But no, I think that's basically a something healthy. That's fine. But what was the other thing? I talked myself out of remembering your first point.
I think I forgot too. Oh, wait, your diet. No, no, no. No, your diet. What do you eat? You know, there's such a controversy. Eat meat, don't eat meat, plant-based, you know. And it's become so political, too. It's maddening.
Well, the thing about diet, and this will shake a few people, is obviously you want as pure a food as possible. So you're certainly organic. And, I mean, the less toxins you immediately take in your food, the better. But the most important thing about digestion and diet is the quality of digestion. You need to take foods in that allow a rapid transit through the gut such that it should be normal to have at least two bowel movements a day. Less than that, the gut is slowing down. You're starting to putrefy more food and digest less food. And I like to use the example that a perfect organic diet, poorly digested, is substantially more toxic than a lousy diet, perfectly digested, in terms of food choice.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that gets very little attention is food combining. If you combine foods wrong, the speed in the gut slows down to a crawl. And remember, the gut is a continuous tube. So if you're not evacuating a meal in your stomach promptly into the intestine, nothing else is leaving the other side too. It's a continuous tube. And they showed it with experiments. Dr. Ivan Pavlov, back in the early part of the 19th century, won a Nobel Prize, incidentally, showed that when you put starch in the stomach by itself, it'll empty in the stomach in about 60 to 90 minutes. When you put meat chips, which is a protein, of course, by itself, it stays in the stomach 3 hours. Then when you put the two in the stomach together, it stays in the stomach for 9 hours.
Wow.
So the combinations, the wrong combinations, just shut down digestion. Also, dairy products. There's plenty of reasons to avoid dairy because of the calcium content, but also dairy with any type of meal really screws up how effectively it digests and slows down the digestion process again. So you need things that keep gut motility high. I mean, not diarrhea, but just things need to move along quickly. And two bowel movements a day is normal. Basically, think of the baby. The baby is you eat, you poop. You eat, you poop. You eat, you poop. I mean, that's how it should work.
Yeah. No, that's the first thing you do when you become a mother is you start, you know, you become the poop monitor. It's crazy. Even with this new little kitten I had, that's the first thing. It's like, oh, she hasn't pooped in a couple of days. Oh, my gosh. You know, I called up the vet and it's just like, you know, it's because you're supposed to have bowel movements, as my mother used to call them. You know, my mother was a nurse and it used to drive me crazy when she would ask that. Have you had a bowel movement? You know, and I'd be like, ooh. But I'm looking at the clock. We got to go for a quick or a quick. We got to go for a quick break here on One Life Radio with Dr. Thomas E. Levy. We'll be right back. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So many more questions. Stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email. info@onelifradio.com.
Mark your calendar because the Weston A. Price Foundation Annual Conference is back, live and in person from November 5th through the 7th at the Delta Hotel by Marriott in Allen, Texas. The Weston A. Price Foundation is a member-supported organization dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to our diets. The focus of this year's conference is staying healthy in a toxic world. As an attendee, you'll eat delicious and nutritious foods, learn the latest farming innovations, and hear the healing wisdom of 30 impressive speakers, including Del Bigtree, Robert Kennedy Jr., Sally Fallon Morrell, Larry Pilevsky, David Martin, and many others. Register today at wisetraditions.org for the conference that nourishes you in every way. That's wisetraditions.org. I'll see you there.
Celebrating 10 years on the air. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
night, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and Dr. Thomas E. Levy. We are continuing our broadcast live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Dr. Levy, there's so many things that I want to ask you. It's hard to pick just one, but your book that we're talking about today, Stop America, Stop America's Number One Killer, proof that that the origin of all coronary heart disease is a clearly reversible arterial scurry. In it, you talk about even depression and psychosocial factors and vitamin C deficiency. Can we touch on that for just a minute before we go back and talk about actually supplementing with vitamin C, how much, and some questions like that for all of our listeners out there? And I encourage everyone to get a copy of really all of Dr. Levy's books. They're incredible. They're absolutely incredible. You can find them at peakenergy.com, or I got a couple of mine as well at amazon.com. But let's address this depression and vitamin C. How are they connected?
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, all disease is increased oxidative stress, or more specifically, an increased oxidation of a specific and unique array of biomolecules in a given cell, in a given tissue. And it's no different for psychological or psychiatric diseases. Those are things where the neurons are affected by different variations of oxidative stress. And so, yes, in a lot of people, vitamin C can help a great deal, except to remember, though, that there's a lot of other deficiencies that are present in neurological and psychiatric conditions, and those need to be addressed as well. But there's no question that vitamin C deficiency, depending on your unique susceptibility and your unique profile of deficiencies of other nutrients, can manifest in a wide array of different diseases mm-hmm. and different symptoms in different people.
Wow. Okay, so I just got the word. We've got 1 minute till the music starts. That we've blown through this hour, but what incredible information you've helped us put out today. Dr. Levy, I can't thank you enough, but how do we determine how much vitamin C we need, and especially to fight heart disease?
Well, remember, heart disease, you got to turn off the faucet before you start toweling off. And if you can't turn off the faucet, you take as much as you can reasonably tolerate. I mean, regular mm-hmm. vitamin C can cause diarrhea if you take too much, mm-hmm. But different people have different tolerances. So you need to determine that for yourself. A lot of times somebody will inadvertently get something done well in the dental arena, like get a root canal extracted because it started hurting. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, the supplements that they start taking start doing a whole lot better because they have less yeah. infection to deal against. So it's an individual determination, and everybody has to know for themselves, do I feel better on 4 grams than 3 grams? And over right. time, you develop a feel for the right. amount that makes you feel the best, because you develop a new health intuition.
I thank you so much. The music's been playing for just a couple of seconds. Going to have to go. I hope you'll come back. So much education. So many people need your help, Dr. Levy. And thank you so much for being on the air with us today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bernadette. Take
care. You're welcome. You too. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Take care of it.